Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
On this day that will not feel like fall, but it is nevertheless. Today we're going to talk about a marathon. What a coincidence. Let me ask you, if you had to compare your life in Christ right now to a marathon, where would you be? On the sidelines? At the starting line? Or giving it your all, running towards the finish line, and it's in sight? In Philippians chapter 3, verse 13b and 14, Paul writes to the Philippians, "Forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize, for which God has called me homeward in Christ Jesus." However, it seems to me before you can run a marathon, you have to train first. You have to prepare your heart, because if your heart isn't in it, your body won't get very far. Heart in my Bible is defined as the center of a person's life, which includes the mind, the will, and the emotions. In Psalms 51:10, the verse reads, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." David prayed for a pure heart. How do you know if you need a pure heart? You examine what's there and take a good long look. You look at your motives for doing what you do and why. And your determination or will, or perhaps the non-existence of that in following God. One needs to be willing to hear the word of God. If not, then you know you need a pure heart. If you don't see it, just ask God. I guarantee he'll be willing to show you. If you're going to be running a marathon in the Christian life, you need to prepare your heart with prayer and ask God for your pure intentions and your pure heart, a steadfast spirit. The second part of training is practice. Now, practice takes discipline, hard work, and good nutrition. What is good nutrition for a Christian? In Matthew 4, verse 4, Jesus said, "It is written that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Why? Because the word of God gives life to those who hear it, hope to those who feel hopeless, love to those who feel unloved, value to those who feel worthless, encouragement to those who are just getting by and struggling every day. To stay the course and run the race, one must have discipline and commitment. It's like when you go into a candy shop. I used to love going out to the mall Gateway. I don't know what it's called now. But they had the best candy shop in there that just had absolutely delicious chocolate. Boy, I could not walk past there without having to stop. And it was wonderful. So to have discipline is to stay the course and press forward until the finish line and the gift that you get is free. It is eternal life in heaven. This earthly life, this earthly life we have can and does take a toll on us. If there's anyone who disagrees, I would like to meet you and say hello after church. However, we can keep going through the word and the power of God. God helps us push through the pain in this life. Just as the marathon runners have to push through the pain that hits them about three-fourths of the way through the race, and they want to quit. But you don't quit. You keep on going, because you can see that finish line right up here. One of the ways that could help us do that and encourage us is by believing in Jesus Christ and in the Father, and believing there's eternal life in heaven that is waiting for us after we've run the course, run the marathon. The third part is to actually cross the finish line and not faint from exhaustion 1 foot away. Getting motivation to make it that last foot, and encouragement from others and words that the believers speak in Jesus Christ to you. Words are important. Some of you have been teachers, as I have. You know the value of words. Words can lift someone up or can crush them. Words could make them want to continue on or stop dead in their tracks. And it's important that as we live our life, as we're children of God, members of His church, that we give people a word of encouragement, a pat on the back, a smile when maybe they need one. Trust me. Try it as you leave today. It will do wonders. Just you wait and see.